Faith and power, thank you for togetherness and comprehension and participation. Thank you for your power that is always present to heal every sickness, disease, and infirmity. We take authority over such, and we declare every sick body healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you because our minds are sharp, receptive, able to comprehend. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. All right, slap your neighbor high five before you take your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say the Bible is my book. Hallelujah. Say the Bible is my book. I read and understand. I study and comprehend. It's my book given to me to teach. I know how to navigate through the scriptures and to teach. I'm able to preach, teach, and convince the hearts of men to believe the Lord Jesus and clearly see him. Say, the Bible is my book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Handling the scriptures rightly. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14 to 17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Again, the charge remains, continue. Okay, so learn, right? Get assured of what you're learning. Hey, continue. Okay? Learn, get assured, and continue. Okay? So that would mean continue in what you're assured of and continue learning. And continue getting assured, of course. Amen. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study or be diligent to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So be diligent to show or to exhibit. You remember the word? Rememberest thou the word? Paristemi, paristano, to show, to exhibit, to be ready, to be at hand, to recommend. Okay? So be diligent to show thyself, to exhibit, to recommend, or to be ready. To present thyself approved or acceptable unto God, a workman, and that's figuratively used for a teacher, a laborer, a toiler, that needed not to be ashamed, that is innocent or without blame or blameless. Rightly dividing, and you remember the word orthotomeo, a word that means to handle aright, or to teach the truth correctly. Or you can say, yes, you can put truth, okay? That's the figurative usage. To teach the truth correctly or directly. Okay? So, rightly dividing the word of truth will be to handle aright the scriptures, to present the word of truth. You remember that? That's my coinage. It's not a verse. From the words, okay? From the root words observed, to handle aright the scriptures, presenting the word of truth. Does that make sense? Hey, are you in church? Okay. So, I guess that's that. Luke 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse 44 to 46. So we say, help is mine by the Spirit of God. I always have help. Say, help is mine by the Spirit of God. I always have help. Say, help is mine by the Spirit of God. I always have help. Say, I'm never stranded. I'm never stranded. I am never stranded. I always have help. I am never without help. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Every time you speak like that, you just dispatch some angels. Okay? At times, one is enough. At times, you know, just praise God. So there's help. Today. Tomorrow. There's always help. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Where are we again? Luke 24. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it be of Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. So, from verse 44, from the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms, Jesus also said, these are the things that I said to you while I was with you. So Jesus taught his disciples and Israel at large from the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. He says, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. All things in the scriptures, all things that he said to them, okay, all things are written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, and they are what? Concerning him. So he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So from 44, the understanding of the scriptures is to see that the writings of Moses and the prophets were concerning Jesus. I remember the word understand, suniemi, S-U-N-I-E-M-I, suniemi, a word that means to mentally comprehend or to put together, to put together. Okay, when you are able to comprehend, comprehend, right? You are able to comprehend I'm on course. Amen? Are you there? Okay. Yeah. Okay? And remember, we also use the example of a puzzle, right? Where you are able to join in the mind. And that's what Jesus achieved when he explained thoroughly. Okay? That's what he achieved or hoped to achieve in their minds. Amen? Hey, praise God. Okay. And that's important. Because we were able to look at that the last teaching. And it was, we'll still look at that again. It was one of the things that we said in closing, that the scriptures are a body of knowledge and therefore must be read together. Okay? So it also means that it must be taught that way. Okay? So, like Jesus, you'll be aiming to achieve that in the minds of the students of the scriptures, that they are able to bring together the message or the truth of God's word in the scriptures. So verse 46, and said unto them, thus is written, and thus behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Okay? And of course, that would be the same things. That's what he opened their understanding to understand. That Christ would suffer and rise from the dead the third day. Okay? So that's what you see concerning Jesus in the scriptures. And don't forget, 1 Peter 1:10 and 11, the prophets spoke ahead. Okay? They testified ahead of time by the Spirit of God. They spoke ahead of time, okay? Or they predicted that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead. So if that's what they said, if you study and if you don't see that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead the third day, that means you didn't get what they said, right? Are you there? That means you didn't get what they said. So, like we said before, we say again that the scriptures are concerning Jesus Christ. And salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, not only the message, but the lens through which the scriptures are read, learned, and taught. Okay? So please note, when I say not only the message, I'm not sounding like this. She's not only the head of ushering. This person is also the head. So I'm not trying to add to it, that, you know, just degrade salvation through faith in Christ just being the message, but referring to your approach. Does that make sense? Your approach to the scriptures. That is not only the message that you find therein, it's also the way you approach the scriptures. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Okay? That's what the writers are achieving. That's God, that's what God was achieving through his prophets. So they're either speaking on salvation, or the Savior, or faith in the Savior for salvation. Again, they're either speaking on salvation, or the Savior, or faith in the Savior for salvation. Amen? Amen? So that will always help us in handling the scriptures aright. Okay? So don't forget, we have a duty. Man has a duty to handle the scriptures aright. We read 2 Timothy 2:15 already. Paul exhorts Timothy Be diligent to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, a laborer that needed not to be ashamed, or a teacher, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? So you will show yourself approved or acceptable to God by handling aright the scriptures, presenting the word of truth. Does that make sense? Are you there? Okay. 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1 and verse 19 to 21. 2 Peter 1, 19 to 21. It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Now, if you go back to verse 15, or maybe even 16 is okay. Because from 16, he began to talk about the events that happened in Matthew 17. Okay? Which we'll call is that what we call it? But when Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mount, and that mount was called the Mount of Transfiguration. Okay, that experience of transfiguration. Amen, amen. Are you still there? So, we experienced that. So that means Jesus went ahead. He prayed. He admonished them to pray. Now, while Jesus prayed, they saw a vision. Moses and Elijah came and talked with Jesus. Okay? While that was ongoing, they heard a voice from heaven say to them, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. That was a supernatural experience, right? Right? Okay. Now, Peter, after recounting that, now said in verse 19, okay, after saying that, he now said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star, is that what day star, morning star, okay, or light giver, that's the meaning of that, arise in your heart. And then, by the time you look at 20 and 21, the exhortation in verse 19 dovetailed into the scriptures. Did you see that? Hey, are you there? So that experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, words came out of it. That's a prophetic word, right? Hey, come on. Hey, are you there? Those were not things that they said of themselves. From that experience on the mount, those words came forth. A voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Okay? So an experience that they had where words came to them or came at them and they heard those words. He now said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. It's like saying we have a more sure prophetic word. We heard that, but we have a more sure word, so to say. And what was the exhortation to them? allow the scriptures allow the scriptures to reveal what it talks about to you in your heart. Allow the scriptures to reveal to you what it talks about. Allow the scriptures to reveal to you in your heart what it talks about. Are you there? So we're exhorting you. We're saying to you, take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. We looked at that before, right? It's not of any separate. No prophecy of the scripture is private, separate, personal. It's not pertaining to self. It's not that prophets said their own. No. See what he says in 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved. Or spake moved by the Holy Ghost. And we saw that word as well. A word that means to be born. B-O-R-N-E. To be carried. Are you there? A word that means to be moved inwardly or prompted. In other words, it was God that was responsible, or the Holy Ghost that was responsible for the words or the utterances of the prophets. Amen? So, of no separate interpretation, of no private, of no, I hope it works for English, pertaining to self. It wasn't pertaining to self. It was God by His Spirit that was inspiring the prophets to speak, or the utterances of the prophets. So He exhorts them. He says, take heed. Amen, amen. So when you pay attention to the scriptures or the prophecies of the scriptures, what must arise in your heart is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now let's get to Psalms. Are you ready to read? Okay. Psalms. Psalms chapter 5. So as you read, observe the rules that I gave you the last time. Number one, you're not the writer, right? But the recipient. Number two, the writings are firstly about who? The Christ. We are beneficiaries in Him. Amen, amen? We are beneficiaries in Him. So, I am not saying that the scriptures didn't speak about or testify of the beneficiaries in Him. I am saying, firstly, okay, mark that word. I didn't say the scriptures are only, I said firstly about Christ. We are beneficiaries in Him. In Him. Put your hand, Psalm 5, go to I remember that Psalm 112. So I'm looking for a particular okay. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light and darkness. And is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor, and then that he will surely shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance, shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. This is not it. If I remember, I'll give it to you. I was looking for something else. Okay, let's just move on. Psalm 5. Are you there? Amen. Psalms chapter 5. So we're going on till Psalm 22. So get ready. Amen. Ready. So one chapter at a time, right? Not to read at a stretch. So that's number two, right? Number three, as you read, observe the rules. The scriptures are a body of knowledge. So read together. Amen? Read together. In other words, there are things that we'll find there that are in other books and will help us. Like we said before, right? David was able to be a prophet because he read and studied Moses. All right? So God used Moses to inspire David to speak. Amen? Okay. So are you ready? Psalm 5, how many verses? Just 12. Let's read. One to go. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Neither shall evil. Thou shalt destroy them that. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So I believe that this teaching will now help us to be calmer while reading the scriptures and not be carried away with verses or, I mean, the things that you see. A lot of the Psalms, you'll find them concerning salvation through faith in Christ. Okay? There are times he speaks of the one who puts faith in God or in the Christ. And there are times where the prophecy is concerning the Christ himself. Amen? Concerning the Christ himself. Praise God. Amen, amen. So this will be Psalm 5, Christ. Despite the wickedness of those who crucified him, trusted in the Lord for resurrection and for those that will put faith in the resurrection. Did you get that? Hey, did you get that? Christ, though crucified by wicked men, trusted in the Lord for resurrection and trusted in the Lord for those who will put faith or believe in the resurrection. Are you there? Okay. I hope we'll have the time to be pausing like this. We must read this reading from Psalm 5 to Psalm 22 was part of Sunday's message. So it's carried over. We must not carry it over again. Amen? Are you there? There are times we say we don't have to finish. There are times we must finish. Hallelujah. We don't finish, there's trouble. I still have a joy conference message that I did not finish. We'll come back to that one. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we not the one that pray to God to give room to the Holy Ghost? Yeah? After we gave room, we'll come back. Hallelujah. Psalm 6, 10 verses. Are you ready? Want to go. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me. For in death, I am weary. I water my couch. Depart from me. Hallelujah. So one of the things that will also help you write this is to know or understand from the position the prophets write. Okay? And that would inform their language or their verbiage. Remember, Genesis 3 and is it 22 to 24? And Moses wrote as though God drove humanity out of the Garden of Eden that he planted him in and secured the gates with two cherubims and a flaming sword that was just going around like that. So that the man he drove out will not enter because the man had sinned against God. That's how he looked. Okay? But if you understand that Moses wrote from the position of the man that went out because he sinned. Okay? You wouldn't assume that God sent out the man, as it were. So because God was angry, or because he was displeased about man's sins, now sent him out. No. Of course, you should be able to understand that today, right? He that believes and is baptized is saved. He that believes not is what? Damned, right? Okay? So, a man's unbelief in God's salvation condemns him, makes him damned, right? So, Adam's sin did not make God push him out. Okay? He went out, or let's say he was out as a consequence of his unbelief or his disobedience. Does that make sense? So, Adam being out, Moses now wrote from the position of Adam being out. Or, Adam being out, Moses now wrote from that position. So, you are not to assume or think that God was then preventing. You know, Moses says something. Because you have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest you put forth your hand and eat of the tree of life, get out. As though, don't. But by the time you read through the scriptures, what was God encouraging man to do? To put forth his hand and take of the tree of life and live. Right? Aha. So it won't be that God was preventing man from eating from the tree of life because he has eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay? Even though we can also explain from that perspective. From that perspective, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, John speaks. Amen? If we confess, what's verse 8 again? If I settle a bit, I'll remember about this. Verse 9 is, but if we confess our sins, if we lie, if we say we have not sinned, we lie, and do not the truth, and the truth is not in us. Huh? Okay. Now, in verse 9, it now says, if we confess our sins, right, is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, you cannot, having sinned, now say that you have no sin. You deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. You get that? You have eaten of the tree of life, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Acknowledge it. Okay? That you need the tree of life for forgiveness. But of course, you know how Genesis 3 went. God said, this is what you will get of the tree of life. The devil came and said, what God said you will get of the tree of life, you will get from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, haven't been deceived like that, or haven't chosen to disobey God like that, you must acknowledge that I was wrong. What I thought will be in the tree of good and evil, I will only find in the tree of life. And therefore, I can now put forth my hand and eat. Are you there? Amen. Let's run away from there now, so that we don't... The book of Genesis, what are we due for again? Is it 3 or 4? It's 3. 3, Abby. Salvation is 4. Genesis is 3. Why are you scared? 3, Abby. You are due for 3, Abby. Amen. Okay. So, from that perspective, in our rights, but if you settle down with it, from the perspective of God's plan and the tree of life, the cherubims and the flaming sword, or sword, now become a defense for the man who has believed or who has eaten of the tree of life. Amen? Okay, so it always helps . So from the position of death, the psalmist prophesies . I'm sure you know that it's not David that wrote all the psalms, right? So when you are sure, you say David. Amen? So this one is David, right? From the position of death. Say, my soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death, there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thanks? I'm weary with my groaning all the night. Make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. My eyes consumed because of grief. Waxed old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Then he goes on. Amen? Okay? So let all my enemies be ashamed. That would be God turning death around. Amen? Hey, are you there? Okay, it's written like that, but understand the message that it delivers eventually. Psalm 7, 17 verses. I think we just should be reading now, right? So that we can catch up. Okay, let's read. Psalm 7. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest rending it in pieces. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself, and awake for me. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, and according to my integrity, O let the wickedness God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry. If he turn not, behold, he travelleth. He made a pit and digged it. His mischief I will praise thee, Lord, according to his righteousness. Hallelujah. Psalm 8, want to go? Lord, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou and the avenger. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him. all sheep and oxen, yea, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So Hebrews 2, from verse 5 to 9. The writer quotes that and explains. That man is Jesus. What is man that thou mindful of him, thou midst see little all his angels, thou Christ with glory and honor? It says, we see that not all things put under him. That's referring to the first man. It says, but we see Jesus. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so I believe that's clear enough. Psalm 9. Want to go? I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all my... I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Thou hast rebuked. O thou enemy, destruction are come to it. Then, but the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord also will be a refuge. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked shall be turned into hell. For the needy, the exhortation of the poor. Arise, O Lord, let none man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Psalm 10, quickly, where to go? Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in his... As for all his enemies, he put... His mouth is full of cursing. He seated in locking places of the villages. His eyes are privily, he lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den, he lieth in wait to catch the poor. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Wherefore, break down the arm. The Lord is king. The heathen are perished. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, he speaks about the Christ. He exposes the devil, right? He's the evil man, the wicked man. And he speaks about the poor. Okay? Them, of course, poor in spirit, that will put faith in the Lord and shall be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Are you there? Psalm 11, 1, 2, go. Okay, let me wait. You're trying to write. Let me wait. Just looking at time. Are we ready now?
Yes,
want to go in the Lord? I'll say he to my soul, flee as a bird. Oh, the wicked bend their bow, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart, in the foundations. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord trieth the righteous. Upon the wicked, this shall be the portion for the righteous. Chapter 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips. I will set him in safety. The words of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen, amen. Okay, so always pay attention when you find the Lord. Or when you find it talk about a man. A man. Okay? When the man is wicked, that's the devil. Right? When he speaks of the Lord, a king. Okay? That speaks of the Christ. And of course, you'll be noticing where it will speak of those who are in unbelief. And you'll also notice where it speaks of those who are in faith, or it says, those who will trust, this shall be their story. Are you there? Are you there? Aha. Okay, Psalm 13, one to go. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eye, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, chapter 14, one to go. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. The Lord looketh down. They are altogether become filthy. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor. Jacob shall rejoice, Israel shall be glad. Amen? So that's a warning against what? Unbelief, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
Aha. Warning against unbelief. Not, you can also say warning against unrighteousness, ungodliness. Okay? And strengthening and encouraging the righteous. Chapter 15, want to go. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he that sweareth to his heart, he that putteth, nor taketh, either. Hallelujah. Verse chapter 16, want to go. Preserve me, O God, for indeed do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their drink offerings. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. I will bless the Lord. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh shall rest in hope. Neither would I suffer thine only one to see corruption. At thy right hand, pleasures. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay, so, preserve me, O God. Jesus speaking, amen? Right? In Acts 2, right? Acts 2 from verse 22 down to 34. Or particularly, say, from 25, right, down to 34. Peter, is he on the 11 or just Peter? Peter on the 11 speaks and exhorts from Psalm 16, 8 to 11. Amen, amen. So, if verse 8, if the I is Jesus, in verse 1, the me will be who? Are you there? Amen. You must also learn something. The Bible is not a storybook. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, for instance, let's quickly look at it. I hope we have to. Okay, if we stop at Psalm 16, maybe that's fine. Isaiah 8, that's some carryover. Isaiah 8 and verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 2. So Hebrews 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 13. So if you look at it from verse 12, he says, saying, or let's from 11, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified out of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying. So when he says saying there, he quotes a scripture. Psalm 22 and verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Psalm 22 and verse 22. And again, I will put my trust in him. 2 Samuel. Okay. Chapter 22. 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. Okay. So, he's quoting. So, the B part of verse 13, Hebrews 2:13, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Are you there? Behold, I and the children which God had given. Of course, if you read Isaiah 8 and verse 18, and there's no crime reading everything. It's clearer. But you see, Jesus says, behold, I am the children which God had given me. And it fits into what he's saying. Because he had started by saying that Jesus became the captain of their salvation, bringing many sons unto glory. The one who sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. He's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God had given me. Okay? To say that by the work of redemption, I will be the first begotten, and those who put faith in my resurrection will be my children. Amen? Praise God. So he lifts that from there and he says, that is it. That's what the prophet is saying. Are you following? So if you are reading, for example, the way we are reading through Psalms now, you know, makes it look like we have to follow through here, there, and then. I mean, there are times in one psalm, I think we read one like that. It starts like that, it concludes, it starts again. In terms of, maybe I'll use the example, I can't remember that psalm now. Okay, so it speaks from one thing, maybe from the Christ, moves on to the devil, and then it goes back again. So it would be funny for you to now be saying, but earlier in the chapter I spoke about a man, and we see that to be the Christ, and then we continue, we saw evil man, and we see that to be the devil, and then when it goes back to that again, you say, and then it's the Christ. No, it cannot be the Christ now, it's the devil. Then you mix up the point. Or it cannot be the devil. No, you will settle, you will follow. This is not episode 1, episode 2. This is prophecy, utterances. Okay? Such that once you look at it, you are able to see that this is, you already have a testament, a testimony that the scriptures are concerning the Christ. We are not trying to read it into it. We will simply obey and be disciplined. Amen? Hey, are you there? We will simply obey and be disciplined. Glory to God. Our time is fast spent, so carry over again. Today we have 2 carryovers. Okay, 1.5. We do not finish one, then we do not touch one. Praise God. Amen, amen. So, it is important that we maintain this discipline. If you remember that I exhorted you on some psalms from Psalm 4, Psalm 5, Psalm 6. We read like that, maybe Psalm 4, 5, 6 or so.
on prayer. I remember? On prayer. We just read through and were able to exhort ourselves concerning prayer, that God is able to listen, is able to hear. We went through some other Psalms. I think we went as far as Psalms 18 and like that. Okay. When it comes to now settling down and properly explaining the scriptures, you cannot say, this is what I think. There are some scriptures that have been quoted and interpreted. There's nothing you can do about it. That's the meaning. Amen. Amen. So you now be about me. You can just take everything and just put my name. Did you go to hell? Amen. And did you go with the sins of the whole world? Lest you say I was there with him. Are you crucified on the cross? Was your body laid in the sepulchre for 3 days? Are you the one that Micah spoke about in chapter 5 and verse 2? The one that is to come, whose goings have been from of old. Is that you? Even from everlasting. Hallelujah. So we must regard and respect and honor that every time we study. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I have the discipline. I maintain the diligence to handle the scriptures rightly, presenting the word of truth. The Bible is my book. It is open to me. I can read, study, and understand. I can teach and reveal Jesus from it. I can convince the hearts of men from the pages of the scriptures concerning Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank God. Giving praise.